International Health and Global Health, Reconfigurations of a Disputed Field, by Maria Belen Herrero y Marcela Beatriz Bilardo. Summary: International health is an interdisciplinary field of knowledge, research, and action that deals with the health of populations beyond their national borders. Latin America established itself as a pioneer in international health during the 20th century, inducing an unprecedented dynamic in the field. In this sense, a process of analysis, reflection, and interpretation from a Latin American perspective is required to overcome its image as a mere replica of European health development. This article has the double objective of analyzing the historical development of the field of international health and, secondly, reflecting on the concepts of international health and global health in the new regional and global geopolitics. Through a historical journey that begins in 1851, this analysis accounts for the disputes, tensions, and rivalries that have shaped the field of international health and some of its main organizations. Particularly, the World Health Organization, with the supremacy of neoliberalism, has been impacted by mercantilist interests of new non-health actors, such as the World Bank, the pharmaceutical industry, and philanthropic organizations. In this context, the passage transitioned from the field of international health to the denomination of global health represents much more than a simple linguistic shift, a political ideological shift. In Latin America, on the other hand, the influence of critical Latin American thought has pushed toward an understanding of international health based on human rights and regional health sovereignty, implemented through more horizontal cooperation and emancipatory policies. The advent of the pandemic has shown that health is an unquestionable international issue, demanding coordinated and comprehensive policies. Instead, it occurs in a world fragmented by disputes and interests and, particularly in Latin America with the dissolution of UNASUR, it arrives in a context of savage wild health system reforms and at a time of marked weakness in some of its processes of integration. Consequently, there is an urgent need to discuss the architecture of global and regional health, its agenda, and to rethink international cooperation as an epidemiological policy that effectively addresses global inequities and responds to the urgent and persistent needs of our people.